This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now moving on to voice of SMEs. Remember how we used to say you either go digital or die? Well, it became true with this pandemic for many businesses around the world. Unfortunately, in Malaysia, many were behind any form of digital adoption and we were scrambling to get themselves ready. Thankfully, various parties and partners came together to help put an easy guide together for anyone to go online. One of them you might have heard before is the e-commerce Jumpstart program by Sunway iLabs in partnership with industry leaders like Alibaba, MDEC, Magic and Cradle Fund.
So we have Matt Van Leeuwen, the Chief Innovation Officer at Sunway Group and Director of Sunway iLabs. He's on the phone with us today. Matt, could you tell us a bit about how this all came together?
Yeah, sure. So all of us have heard about these terribly difficult times, right, that most entrepreneurs and SMEs are having during the MCO. And you know, we heard that it's worse for some of these guys who are not online, right? They have absolutely no online presence. And this is really painful to hear, especially some stories about, you know, entrepreneurs who build up their business from the ground up and literally lost everything overnight. But at the same time, we also hear stories about businesses who are online, right? Like some of the grocers and some of these guys have actually seen tremendous growth. I heard some quotes that some of these grocers grew by 600% compared to the period before the MCO. But we believe that this opportunity is not available to the majority of the SMEs. And, you know, we've seen data published by SME Corp that shows that only 38% of SMEs are involved in an online business. And that really shocked me when I heard that number. So our iLabs team and our colleagues from Sunway University, we got together and we decided that we had to do something about this. So we started to connect the dots and design something that we believe would help SMEs in Malaysia. And, you know, the interesting thing is like how we put stuff together, right? We have this R&D department on the iLabs where we provide consultancy and research services to the industry. And on the other hand, we run education programs. And one of them is a program with Alibaba, which is called the Alibaba Global E-Commerce Talent Program, which we use to teach students in Sunway University and prepare them for this digital economy. So we thought, like, how can we connect these services that we already provide under our R&D units to this Alibaba Global E-Commerce Talent Program and really help Malaysian SMEs to bring their business online in these trying times. And so within a period of 2 weeks, we managed to gather some of our friends and some of those guys actually run very well-known e-commerce companies in Malaysia. And with these really fantastic people, we put together this e-commerce Jumpstart program, which hopefully helps SMEs to capture the opportunity to establish an online business.
So Malaysia has always been trying to get its SMEs on board digital initiatives and transformation programs. And there's still a large number of SMEs that haven't adopted any digital practices. And we're now in this sort of pressure cooker syndrome of, you know, do or die. Is this the right time to do so then? Or is digital still a stopgap practice for businesses?
Right. So actually, I mean, to give you an honest answer, I think the right time would have been to start 5 to 10 years ago. But I think we've probably seen an accelerated digital transformation happening across Malaysia, even across the world. I mean, just to give you an example, like universities, even our own Sunway University, had to put their programs, you know, all the modules and degree programs online, right? And within that short time frame, we not only had to build these courses that could be delivered in a very effective way to students, but at the same time, it's also we had to change sort of the mindsets of the people, right, the academics who are delivering these kind of courses and to be ready for this digital transformation. So I think it really came as a shock to most people, but I think, you know, we have really no choice but to change our mindset and to do something about it and to innovate, right, and to keep our business alive.
Right. Well, we also understand that you've looked internally within Sunway Group for areas of challenges as well. And one of that was about helping medical frontliners. So tell us about that project.
Yeah, so we're really proud about this project, actually. And so we like to say, you know, in Sunway City that it's like a living laboratory for innovation. So Sunway provides entrepreneurs with access to Sunway's resources across 13 business divisions, as well as the township of Sunway City. So it's like a huge testbed to validate ideas, get access to market, as well as access to Sunway University's labs, researchers, and students. So I think this project is a really good example of how we use Sunway Medical Center as a testbed in this case to launch a new innovation. So what is the big idea here, right? So we heard about the shortage of PPEs or the personal protective equipment. And we formed a team of people from Sunway Medical, as well as makers in the community, to build a solution to protect our frontliners. And let's face it, right? These frontliners are today's heroes who put their own lives on the line when fighting the coronavirus. And they really are today's soldiers fighting the war against this invisible enemy. So for this project to have an impact, we also knew that we had to act fast. And really, it was agile innovation at its best. But we also knew at the same time that in order to build something that would meet the end user's needs, we had to use a what we call a design thinking approach. You see, I believe it's a human nature to directly pick up our tools and go and build a solution once we face a problem. But as most design thinkers will tell you, is the process of problem solving really starts by empathizing with your customers and really understanding their pain points first before, you know, you get your tools out and you start to prototype any solution. So anyway, just to keep a long story short, within 1 week, the COVID testing pods was developed and installed. And since a few weeks ago, they've actually been deployed in Sunway Medical for testing of people suspected to be infected with COVID-19. And, you know, just to maybe just give you an imagination of what it looks like, it looks like one of those old phone booths, right, that you used to see on the roads, except that there are two holes at the front glass panel with two gloves attached to it for the medical professionals to put their arms through and then to take swabs from the patients. So both the patient as well as the doctor are safe in this particular environment.
So speed was the essence in making this happen.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we put a team together, and after we got the process right, we really built it in 1 week and installed it. And the doctors are using it now. Now, of course, we're still refining it, and we're still sort of keeping track on the feedback from the users. And there may be new versions, right, that we are looking to bring to market.
So looking ahead, Matt, what are some of the initiatives that iLab will be doing for the rest of the year, especially with what we've learned during this pandemic?
Yeah, so there are a few things that we have in our pipeline. And, you know, you're the first to hear about this one. But we will unveil what we call the Sunway Future X in the third quarter of this year. So this initiative will be led by iLabs. And we feel or we see that this is the first of its kind in Malaysia, serving as a skills-building hub for urban farming professionals, but also for tech companies, for researchers, and for young talents to collaborate and to create transformative solutions. So again, you know, this is in line with the Sunway City's vision to be a living laboratory where ideas are generated and they are generated to address challenges that are facing humanity. So Sunway Future X is a 50,000 square feet innovation hub, and it has three initiatives on this umbrella. So there's Future X Campus, Future X Talent, and Future X Farm. And the Future X Farm will feature an indoor and an outdoor smart farming area. So you may ask, why are we focusing on farming now? So in recent years, urban farming has rapidly gained attention in cities all over the world. And it's seen as a feasible instrument in realizing food sustainability. And, you know, we've also seen how food supply chains have been disrupted in this crisis. And we believe that these urban farms will be one of the ways to decentralize our supply chains and improve our food security. Now, FutureX Farm will focus on the delivery of four key objectives, which is nourish, educate, empower, and innovate. So we want to nourish a community with fresh produce grown from our farms and educate them on sustainable living as well as urban farming. And we hope to sow the seeds of inspiration and ultimately empower homeowners to grow their own food at home. And then finally, bringing together a wide pool of expertise and resources, we want to collaborate with startups, you know, with students and with the industry to create urban farming innovations. So we feel that this is a good time to go into this space now. And we believe that we have that ecosystem to really deliver value, not just to our own people or communities around Sunway, but possibly for the whole nation.
That was Matt von Leeuwen, the director of Sunway iLabs, talking about some of the innovations that are coming through in a time of pandemic. We're going to take a short break with some messages. When we come back, more voices of SMEs. We'll be hearing from James Tan from Orders.my. Interesting little story, this. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.